The HBO comedy series Curb Your Enthusiasm, created by and starring Larry David, presented its season finale last night with an episode capping a year-long storyline about Larry finally agreeing to a reunion show of Seinfeld, which he created with Jerry Seinfeld. Our TV critic David Bianculli loved both programs, the show and the show within the show.
Only Larry David could have gotten away with what he just pulled off on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's not just praise for his ability as a brilliant sitcom writer and improviser. It's also a plain fact. After Larry and Jerry Seinfeld ended Seinfeld when it was the top-rated sitcom on television, Larry, the behind-the-scenes co-creator, went out on his own. He created Curb, playing an exaggerated version of himself. Larry David, the guy who co-created Seinfeld, made skillions of dollars, but still found endless irritations in everyday life. He was the first of the Seinfeld gang to succeed in a new venture, and the premise set him up, years later, to attempt the unthinkable, to bring everyone back for a Seinfeld reunion show. He and Jerry would never think of doing it for NBC, their old bosses, for real. That would be too ordinary. But to do it for HBO, as part of a complicated plot that has the TV Larry agreeing to do an NBC reunion special only so he can get back together with his estranged wife, that's not only different, it's perverse. With the old Seinfeld sets pulled out of storage and the old cast members reunited, this entire season of Curb has been a flirtation with this alternate reality. And like some not-quite-real bizarro world, a Superman reference the real Jerry Seinfeld no doubt would appreciate, the whole thing came to a head this weekend when HBO bought ad time to promote, during NBC's Saturday Night Live, the Curb season finale.
We've already screwed up one finale. We can't do another.
We didn't screw up a finale. That was a good finale.
The season finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, only on HBO.
Think of how much salt HBO was rubbing in NBC's wounds with that ad. 11 years ago, Seinfeld was the hugest thing on TV, and NBC had it. But in 2009, the Seinfeld cast reunited on cable TV instead, while NBC's Peacock has so little plumage left, it's in danger of being killed and served at Thanksgiving. But the amazing thing about this Curb Seinfeld combo platter is how beautifully everyone delivered. Jerry and Larry worked together brilliantly, and you can actually sense the chemistry that made them such a creative team. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's doing her own stellar sitcom work on The New Adventures of Old Christine on CBS, was a riot as an older but still not wiser Elaine. Michael Richards, banished to showbiz limbo after his racist rant 3 years ago, allowed himself to be the butt of jokes on that very topic. And Jason Alexander, as Larry David's alter ego, George Costanza, had an obvious ball portraying himself as someone who didn't like Larry all that much and certainly didn't care for the original Seinfeld finale. Slowly, over several episodes, the Curb version of the Seinfeld reunion began to take shape. Larry had to overcome several obstacles, but finally succeeded in casting his estranged wife Cheryl, played so endearingly by Cheryl Hines, in the show. That's the clever plot of Curb, but the plot of Seinfeld, the reunion show itself, was just as good. When we got to see all the actors at what's called the table read, the first pass at reading aloud a new script, what I was knocked out by was how well written it was. The reunion show plot, filling in the lives of the characters over the intervening years, had George marrying Amanda, the character to be played by Cheryl, becoming a mega millionaire after developing a particularly useful iPhone application, then divorcing Amanda and losing his money to Bernie Madoff. The table read, with Jason Alexander as George and Cheryl Hines as Amanda, made it clear. This would have made a terrific episode of Seinfeld. For real.
Scene H. It's in the coffee shop. This is day 4. George, Amanda.
I've been dreading having to tell you about the whole Madoff thing.
Oh, well.
You must hate me for losing our money like that. We're wiped out.
Actually, I'm fine, George.
Fine?
Yeah, I took my half out of Madoff right after we got divorced.
You what?
Yeah, I still have my half.
Why did you take it out?
I bumped into Madoff on the street one day, and he was wearing this quilted jacket with the collar up, and for some reason, it creeped me out. So the next day, I pulled all my money out. Turns out I did quite well by him.
Collar up? Creep
kicked you out. That's my money. You have my money.
Not according to the laws of the state of New York.
And then, last night, came the capper. I thought Larry David had reached his career peak with the season-long producer's storyline of Curb, but last night's show was even better. It actually gave us, in miniature, another episode of Seinfeld. But it also gave us happy endings and unhappy ones when we didn't expect them. And also served up the delicious plot twist that had Cheryl becoming attracted to Jason. That meant Larry was competing with and losing to the guy who played Larry's doppelganger on Seinfeld. And he was losing her precisely because he cast her in the show. That's when, on this Curb season finale, Larry flips, Jason walks out, and to save the reunion show and his chances with Cheryl, Larry offers up a desperate solution, which the other cast members reject immediately. Jerry Seinfeld especially.
Okay, so how do we do the show without Jason?
It's just a script, lad. There's no show without Jason. How do you even have the show? What do you have? Yeah, you have a three-legged goat here.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. We're not doing anything.
Larry, what do you want to do?
I'll play George.
What?
I'll play George. I'll play George.
What? Yeah.
Yes! I can do it.
We'll play what, George's butler? What do you mean?
No, I will play George Costanza. I can do it. I know I can.
Right.
I wrote it. The character's based on me. There were two Darrens.
Yeah.
On Bewitched.
Nobody liked that second Darren. I didn't care for the second Darren.
But you bought it.
Oh, my God.
Do you understand what this is?
This iconic television here. That's an icon. He's an icon. She's an icon. He was an icon. Icon. No con. There's no John, Paul, George, and Larry. It's not what they want.
Actually, by this point, they're all icons, even Larry. Curb Your Enthusiasm is the best TV comedy of the year, and last night's finale didn't let me down. It lifted me up. And the fact that the Seinfeld reunion took place on cable, not broadcast TV, well, that's a perfect analogy for quality TV as it exists today. More and more, cable TV is where it's at. Broadcast TV is where it was.
David Bianculli writes for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film at Rowan University.